Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 20th day of April, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. This Patriot broadcast is hosted by Henry Shively and John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to talk to me, JD, and myself today. It's currently 59 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 61 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's colder than hell this morning, but it's going to be another nice day. That being said, how's the weather out there in central Nazi Joyzy today, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, we've got out 58 degrees, gray overcast skies. It's not bad. It actually feels a little bit springish out there. It's actually kind of cool, and if you're doing work out there, it feels fine. But I am feeling just, you know, a bit of tyranny coming down from the skies that I can feel.
You feel a little tyranny oozing in, huh? I feel a lot.
I don't know if it's just me hearing you, or is it just the broadcast in general? You're breaking up really bad.
Anybody else hear me breaking up really bad?
Same as last week.
You're kidding me. And no. Well, we're going to have to get a hold of the call-in line. We cleaned the computers.
You started off okay, but then it faded. Yeah, it's not good enough.
Wow. I'll put the line up again. It has to be the call-in line. I mean, we completely redid the computers, cleaned them out, and everything. Everything was working. I mean, I couldn't tell because I wasn't talking. But we'll try and reload that.
Now it's good. Now it's good.
Now it's good. I'll be damned.
Yeah, it was.
Is it? Huh? Go ahead, John.
Job. It keeps going in and out for several seconds, and then you're almost breaking up like digital breaking up. It's not distortion. It's digital. But the call in line, I hear the calls. They sound fine to me.
Yeah, but that's how I'm broadcasting, too, and that's where the problem always is when that happens. Laura's here. I'm just going to redo it real quick here. Hang on.
Okay.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 7 participants in the conference. The recording has started.
Well,
please announce yourself.
Are you done? Well, A, B, C, D, A, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. I don't know. How's it sounding now, John?
Well, your alphabet just sounded fine. Let's hope it stays that way.
All righty then. We'll check with them. I mean, they're always quick
There it goes.
Well, they're quick to accommodate. I mean, that's the only thing it can be.
I don't know if you're just overmodulating a little bit, but it's a digital distortion. I know the difference between analog and digital distortion.
Well, it's in that call-in line, I guarantee you, because everything else has been reloaded into the computer.
You're understandable, but every now and then you break up so horribly, some of your words become fairly unintelligible.
Well, when we were first starting the program, you were doing the same thing, and I hear like a ding, you know, when you're in the middle of your conversation. So we're going to have to get a hold of the people at the call-in line. Like I said, they have great tech support, and they'll look into it and see what it is, but that's what we spend.
All participants are muted.
Okay. Anyway, unmute, I guess. I don't know if Laura muted everybody or not or what the hell's going on, but... Like I said,
all participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. I think Laura muted me.
I don't know. Well, she might have done it by mistake. But yeah, we spent a lot of hours. I mean, we took the computers out, blew them out. I mean, everything reprogrammed everything, and it should. I mean, this is your government. I mean, not your government. This is your corporation at work.
Well, Henry, we know where this is coming from. Remember, they used to throw the firecracker noises in our voice stream years ago. This is just the latest attempt to literally distort what we're saying to try and make our message unintelligible to our listeners. Because you know, Facebook just went out today and said, "Oh, by the way, anyone who tries to organize protests is going to be considered disinformation, and they're going to be censored."
Well, they better get ready to censor about half the nation, because half the nation's at protest today. That's what the first article I have up here. Freedom protests reopen economy plan in 21 states, including California on Monday, Missouri on Tuesday. And that's the first article I have here. So,
okay.
Unless you got something else you want to open up with, that's what we'll be opening up with.
And we'll No, that sounds fine. Let's hit it.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And Don B. Almost didn't turn that on in time.
Yeah, Henry, I accidentally hit the end call button again, because I told you the mic button and the end call button are right next to each other.
Oh, man. Anyways, before I came up here, I've been watching all morning the protests. And one of the talking heads on Fox, they had Governor Huckabee up to get his opinion on the fact that the people are coming out in protest and demanding the country be reopened up in this house arrest be removed. And I mean, they were in the streets in hordes. And so she's playing this, from, I think it was Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. She's playing footage. And I mean, the people are just mobbed in the goddamn street, breaking the law, breaking their, well, it's not law, but it's defying the unlawful dictates of which Judge Napolitano called felonies last week. At any rate, so she's talking to Huckabee, and Huckabee goes, "Oh yes, you know, the people will be coming out." He goes, "But they have the right to protest, but they're practicing social distancing and they're wearing their masks and all this stuff." She goes, she stops and goes, "Governor, I'm holding a second. We have footage running right now from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and what you're saying, they're not doing." I thought that was wonderful. But I mean,
well, you know, Henry, I keep thinking if there's a protest here, I'm, you know, and normally I'm opposed to that, but in this case, I think I would actually go down there and, you know, I'm going to hopefully get a chance just to speak a few seconds and say, "Look, you see all these cops standing around you? They're not here to protect you, because these are the communist enforcers. These are the coup enforcers. And the way you know it is they should be in there arresting fucking Mao Tse Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, for treason."
Oh yeah, and they're trying to twist it every which way they can. They're talking, they're saying they want the businesses opened up because, you know, and they do. The people want the business opened up. They want to go back to work. They want their checks back. But man, the signs I'm seeing a lot of that Bill of Rights on the signs, people. And I mean, they're out there, they're calling it Marxism. This is Marxism. I mean, we're not going to stand for it. And,
wait, Henry, didn't we used to talk about this stuff? Were we just a little ahead of our time?
Just a mite. Well, a few years, but ain't too bad. At any rate, they're trying to twist it any way they can, because they try to go find groups with, you know, somebody with a Trump sign. They want this to be political between the left and the right, but it isn't. The people are coming out, and this left-right shit ain't got nothing to do with it. It has to do with, you're trying to arrest me in my house, and there's a thing called the Bill of Rights that says you can't. And I've got to believe a lot of them heard when Apollo's slip up, even though they did change it. Once something, you know, is broadcast and people see it, and people see it for what it is anyway, they do not have the authority to fucking put you under house arrest. This is a free country, liberty. I mean, I see it on a lot of signs, and they try to move them from those signs. They're trying to find Trump signs or anything but what the people are actually doing, and what they are doing they're openly defying an unlawful order from an unlawful source.
Henry, you mean this isn't China?
I seen a sign that said it wasn't. I did. In fact, I think it's in one of these articles I've got here on the subject. But this is not China. And
Henry, just so you know, real quick, you're breaking up again. But what I've noticed is that there is a pattern to this. It's a very irregular pattern, which means this is being induced artificially.
I guarantee you. I mean, for months. I mean, ever since you've been back, nothing has changed until this weekend. Like I said, we took everything down and cleaned it and reprogrammed, put all the reprogramming back on. So they're getting through like they were before. We found out how they were doing it by contacting the people who run the call-in line. And like I said, they're very helpful. They're for a free service, man, you never had better tech support. So we'll be getting a hold of them today and find out what it is. I mean, I had to do something to get around them, and I won't say what it was, but they found a way to start screwing with us again, and the call-in line people, they'll find a way for me to get around it, and I'll use it.
And Henry, just so people understand, as we get closer to frickin' D-Day, that is, as people's frustration and anger build up to the point where they're just going to rebel, this is going to become more intensified, this interference with our broadcast.
Oh, I promise you. I mean, because everything we said is true. They played the game, and they said everybody was for it. America is one. We're all just one, you know, one communist unit. And I mean, they preached the march that nobody's against this. And then finally, like I said, when it happened in Michigan, you know, I said, this is a good thing, because the people are seeing that they're not just out there following the rules and staying 6 feet apart and saying this isn't very fair and we don't like it. And no, they're mobbing up and they're saying, fuck you, we ain't going to do it. And I also said that because they are doing that, it's going to spread. And it is spreading across this country like fucking wildfire. And the people aren't just going out there to make noise. They're out there defying. They are saying, no, we're not going to do what you tell us to do. And no, you're not going to change how we live. And I think a lot more are realizing how much their lives have been changed by the Marxism that has been injected into this country in the last 50 fucking years, a little bit at a time. And now they're starting, as they start looking at that Bill of Rights, they're seeing it all around them, and they're getting madder and madder and madder. And that's what we want. And it would sooner or later, come on, tyrant, get out there and squeeze. The only way you're going to stop them from defying your unlawful authority is to bring out your Blackwater private fucking security and start, beating people and shooting them with tear gas and shooting them. Start shooting. We don't shoot rubber fucking bullets. We shoot the real thing. And you and your authority is already, I mean, there's a zillion, I mean, you know, the thing you wrote this weekend, you know, to the ACLU, I mean, there's a lot of lawsuits already filed in the Admiralty about this, because the bottom line is there is zero authority and people know it. They can suggest anything they want, but they cannot order us about. And people don't like it.
People are clear, there's no illusion on my part about what the ACLU is. You can call it the Karl Marx Institute of Tyranny and Treason just as readily as the ACLU. But if they're willing to undertake any part of this on my behalf at no expense, well, shit, I'll use them because they've been using everybody else everywhere they can.
Well, like I said, you're on the domestic terrorist list. I mean, we all are. Everybody.
Oh, shit, Henry. The FBI has started several lists with my name.
I carry my list around in a dump truck on microfiche.
You're on that many lists, huh?
Yeah. And I'm proud of it. I am. You know,
me too.
All of these people who are defying right now, I'm real proud of them, you know, going out there. And we're not going to do this because, you know, I haven't cooperated from the beginning. But they never come and filmed me not cooperating. That's just the way it is out here in the mountains. At any rate, we can start on this article here. Freedom protests to reopen economy. See, they're trying to make it about because they want to reopen the economy. No, people are not going to be incarcerated in their own fucking homes. And that's what they're saying. I mean, they won't come go down and if they can find one person that they can talk to. Oh, yeah, I own a business. In fact, a couple of businesses, I think it was up in Washington, have reopened in violation of the fucking unlawful orders. They went back and started building houses this morning. They just went to goddamn work. And that's what everybody should have done from the get-go. It just said, fuck you. And then it would have been obvious that, they're shutting businesses down, that why those businesses were truly being shut down, because this economy was on a crash. It had been since September. They'd been pumping billions every day into it to keep those numbers up and build it up and make it look even bigger, the bigger lie. The people have figured it out and they've decided they're going back to work. You decide you're going to go do something. If everybody decides it, they can't even send one person to stop one person. They'd have to send one person to stop 100, and that ain't going to work out for them. Bring a fucking gun. Bring the fucking troops, and it'll bring the numbers a little bit different. But fuck, man, you're going to have your little brown army that'll shoot at Americans, and Americans will have no fucking problem popping them bastards.
Henry, you're mentioning that. So if we do get a chance to do an abbreviated tactical report after the break, I do have a couple of items I want to cover because this has never happened in world history before. So this gives you an indication of how close we are to a total global depression.
Oh, I hear you, brother. And yeah, it'd be no problem having a tactical report at the bottom of the hour. Freedom protests reopen economy planned in 21 states, including California, on Monday, Missouri on Tuesday. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Save American protests are planned across the country in the coming days. Save America protests. And it is about going to work. It is about all these things, but it's mostly about the house arrest, that they have no authority no due process of the law. We're the government. We're telling you, fuck you, government. We're the fucking largest army on planet Earth, and we're very well armed, and we're saying, fuck you. You get it? See, I just wish they would, you know, they're close to having to tell the truth. The very fact that they're showing all these protests shows that it has gotten so big it cannot be ignored. Everybody be going, you talk about loss of credibility that they don't have to start with. And them covering it to this extent, it's massive. And like I said, I don't care at this time around. It ain't like Virginia. They are defying the fucking regime that has no authority over them. And they do have their signs out, the Bill of Rights. We have the right to our freedoms. There are protests planned in California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Delaware, and Maine.
You didn't have Nazi Jersey on that list.
Well, you ain't yelling enough down there.
No, I guess not. You know, I've met a lot of communists out here, so they're probably fine with it, a lot of these people.
I bet a lot aren't, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In California on Monday, there are two rolling protests planned for Tuesday, April 21st in Missouri. Here are some of the points from our friends in California on saving our American people and our economy. See, they got to try and make it about the economy. Of course, it is about the economy because you crashed this goddamn market. You created this phony ass fucking coronavirus and you thought you were going to fucking implement martial law. And you know, they kept talking about, yeah, it's all going to be, some of it's going to be kept. No, it ain't. You're not going to tell us to do anything, you sons of bitches. People have figured it out. You say to go left, we're going to go right. That's the American way. You tell us we can't do something, we fucking do it. Just to show you that you can't tell us what we can do. 1 in 6 working Californians has applied for unemployment insurance since March with unemployment, Unemployment comes a host of potential problems, including depression, spousal abuse, addiction. See, they're trying to anything to twist this, you know, to give themselves a reason to back off because they know they've done stepped.
This is what they always do. They have to make up bullshit to cover the bullshit.
Exactly, because they've stepped into it up to their fucking knees and there's no back. Everybody is, I mean, this is just like a movement. This is like a tidal wave going across this goddamn country. You're not locking me in my house, asshole. Get it through your fucking head. You can't send one cop per 100 fucking people. Suck it. Go to hell. Come get some. The longer the lockdown, the more businesses will fail and the more job losses will become, permanent. Students are missing months of education, which that's actually a good thing because it's indoctrination, despite the fact that children almost never die from COVID-19. And, you know, they shut down all the ball games and all that. They shut down the circus, John. And people have had time to think, to sit there in their houses and get pissed about the, hey, who in the hell are these people who think they can order me about? Who in the hell are the people?
Think about that for a second. We have an entire nation that's actually has nothing better to do than actually sit and think a little bit about what's actually going on.
I know this has been, I mean, this has backfired on them in a big way. It really has. I see it. I see the fucking fear in their eyes. That's why they got 10,000 troops in goddamn Washington, D.C. ready to evacuate these bastards. If everybody breaks loose, you can't stop them. There's just too goddamn many of us. And we're heavily armed. Fools. Being confined at home is especially hard on foster kids and other, see, they gotta throw, not just being at home, but they got foster kids. You son of a bitches never had the fucking authority to create fucking foster homes, to create a foster system, to create CSD, to get into our fucking private lives in any fucking way. It's been an act of treason all along, and the people are seeing it for what it is. Foster kids and other at-risk children who lose access to teachers and other professionals who can help them you think I was thinking the other day, you know, we're talking about, you know, all the fucking surveillance cameras, facial recognition, and now everybody's got a mask on. You old propagandists, you thought you had a real good fucking idea. You were going to gobble us. You were going to tell a big fucking lie, and you were going to keep on telling it, and we were just going to acquiesce, and we were going to just give up what little bit of fucking freedom we have left, which is where we can come and go as we goddamn well please. We can go in a goddamn bar, we can go in a goddamn restaurant, and we, you know, but now you've done it. You have fucking done it now. This shit is not going to fucking wash. Oh, man. Let's see. A recent Stanford study suggests that the death rate from COVID-19 infections is at 0.2% or less. The risk is even lower for individuals below 60 who do not have pre-existing health conditions, which means this whole thing is we know it's a farce. We've said it was a farce from the beginning. It appears that a large proportion of California COVID-19 deaths come from nursing homes that get paid $300,000 a pop to say it was COVID-19, even if they didn't test for it.
Henry, $300,000—that's a fair amount for a per death registration.
Well, yeah. Well, our money's no object when this is with their attempt to fucking introduce the New World Order. the one world organizations like the World Health Organization. You see how Trump's backing away from that because people aren't acting like they expected they would act. Because I said, like I've said so many times, the communists were sending in the reports. They were showing these assholes walking down the street with their fucking pants hanging down and their dirty ass shorts hanging out. This is who we have to whip. This is how smart they are. Well, no, that ain't America, asshole. That just makes your report look good. It makes you look like you accomplished something, but you only accomplished it to a very small degree. 18 to 20% is all you got. And the rest of us are fucking armed to the teeth and pissed beyond pissed. It appears that a large proportion of Californian COVID-19 deaths come from nursing homes, but the state has not published the data needed to confirm this. There's never been no absolutes whatsoever. They've kept this as fluid as they can. And now that it's blowing up in their face, they're going to find all kinds of excuses why it's just going away. It's going, you guys can go do what you want. Put the guns in. No, yeah, yeah, it's all right. I'm sorry. Sorry. The First Amendment guarantees our freedom of religion and assembly, and there is no public health exception, even though the founders would have been aware of previous epidemics. And there is no exception to any of the fucking Bill of Rights. None. And it's not just the religion. Go ahead, Charlie.
I bet all of those nursing home deaths are from abuse. I mean, they're in quarantine, so nobody judges leave you lying in your own shit until you die. So.
They will. You're absolutely correct. Healthcare workers are heckled as they stand in front of anti-lockdown protesters' cars in Colorado, and more demonstrations erupt across the United States. This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Healthcare workers clashed with anti-lockdown protesters in Colorado on Sunday, defiantly standing in front of the cars of the demonstrators who flocked to the state capitol in their hundreds to urge Governor Jared Polis to lift COVID-19, including the stay-at-home orders. And that's what this is about. Protest.
Well, Henry, now notice how it mischaracterized the nature of people's actions. This isn't about anti-lockdown. This is about anti-treason.
It's about anti-Marxism. I mean, I've seen it on so many signs. We're not Marxists. We're not Chinese. And it's in this article right here. One of the signs saying that, you know, we're not Chinese. And like I said, the lady the other day, when I seen it in the morning until it was broadcast in the afternoon, they cut out where she said, we're not going to be governed like Chinese. We will fight for our rights. And that's why, you know, like these unarmed protests, I mean, what they're doing right now in defying the fucking tyrant, it's just groovy with me. Now the tyrant needs to do what the tyrants have always done. You need to squeeze harder. You need to get brutal so that when we can start shooting you, the mass majority of the fucking people will see that the people have gunned up for a reason, and everybody is gunned up in this goddamn country. I mean, background check, right over here at the local store, a lady told me she went to go do one. There was 1,200 other fucking people doing it simultaneously at the same time. And in another place in Klamath, the guy told me 2,500. This is just in one state. Everybody's got a goddamn gun and the people are starting to come in. It's everybody. And they're not fucking social distancing. And they're not there just because of the economy, because they know that you fucked them out of their jobs. They're there because they will not be incarcerated without due process of the law. They understand that fucking much of the Bill of Rights. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are reading it and looking online. And if they can look hard enough and say, do the right things and stand on their head, they can even get to From the Trenches and they can get the whole fucking story. They can see where the oppression is coming from. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
From the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time, and that was, Garth Gales with Spirit in the Sky. John wanted that one. We've been conversing back and forth on Skype and, not on Skype, but on the emails, and I was talking to him about, you know, yesterday was Patriots Day, and I never put anything up. I knew it when I got up in the morning, and I didn't put anything up on purpose to see how many people were chasing the wiper and how many people actually realized what day of the year it was. And it was a day, you know, I ended up getting pissed. There was, I mean, people trying to, you know, the conversion thing, the fear. Here they come, you know, trying to convert me. And I mean, this, you know, these people, this guy, he didn't know me. I was raised in the church, man. I was a Royal Ranger in God's army. I got my first Bible by memorizing 100 scriptures. I've read the Bible forward and backwards. As far as the Old Testament, my dad was raised a hardcore Southern Baptist. And I heard more sermons in his living room than I did in that church right next door to my house, where the minister and his wife, they came in and out of our house, and we went in and out of their house. I mean, you don't want to get in an argument of theology with me. I've never been beat. But this guy came back again this morning, and he told me you need to read this. And he laid out some scripture. So you know what I did? I fucking spammed him. Because this is a fight about one fucking document. It's called the Bill of Rights. And all we have to do to win that fight is enforce the fucking law. And we're not going to be taken off into la-la land. And so John suggested spirit in the sky because it was the spirit I was in. Anyway, for your tactical report, here is Mr. John D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. You have the floor, John.
Thank you, Henry. All right, today is April 20th, 2020. It is 3:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or actually daylight time, I believe. I don't remember which one we flipped into. I always forget. Anyway, that was Spirit in the Sky by Norm Greenbaum. And just for those who wanted a couple of facts, because I was looking it up before, that was released in December of 1969 in the U.K. And the B-side of that single was Milk Cow. Milk Cow. I never heard that song. I'm going to have to listen to it just out of curiosity because, you know, it was fairly common practice back then to put a single out on the 45s, and then usually the B-side was a pretty lousy song because they just wanted a filler on it. So I don't know if it is or not. I don't think I've ever heard the song Milk Cow, but that was the B-side to this song, Spirit in the Sky. And I'm going to let you all people in a little secret, and I'm sure Henry won't mind if I share this with you. Me and Henry typically do stay in touch, and whether it's a phone call or emails during the week and on the weekend. And he had sent me that email about how someone tried to give him a little bit of schooling in theology. And he gave me a little secret, and I'm going to share it with you right now. He said that the spirit in the sky is not going to come down. There is going to be no spirit from the sky to come down and fight this battle for us. Ooh, well, there goes plan A. I guess that only leaves plan B. We're going to have to fight it ourselves. So I had asked Henry if he wouldn't mind playing Spirit in the Sky, because as I was writing that, for some reason that song kept popping in my head. So thank you, Henry. All right, let's get going here. A quick another item, because we've mentioned this, bread and circuses. That is it comes from a Latin phrase, panem et circenses, bread, panem, et circenses, bread and circuses. And it is attributed to ancient Rome, to a what was called a poet, or a satirical poet, Juvenal, circa 100 A.D. And, of course, he wrote satires, you know, plays, that kind of made fun of the political or legal situation. But, of course, you know, back then, as always, you had to be careful about what you did. So they typically masked it fairly well. But that's what a satirical poet is. You know, besides writing poetry, they typically wrote plays, too. And so he coined that phrase, as far as we can tell, bread and circuses. And what does that really typically mean? Oh, let me see. I put my glasses down somewhere else. Let me see if I can see this without my glasses. It was actually a kind of a short, quick, here it is. Juvenal, who originated the phrase, and I'm reading this straight just from Commipedia. Juvenal, who originated the phrase, used it to decry the selfishness of common people who neglect wider concerns. I mean, all you care about is yourself. You just want to be fed, you want to be entertained, and that's it. You don't care if your rights are being destroyed. You don't care if your country is being destroyed. So that's kind of what the phrase is intended to embody. All right, let's get going. I mentioned before the break that we had something unusual happen, which has never happened, as far as I know, in all of human history. So let's take a quick look at this. Right now, over in the major markets, we've got gold, which is at almost $1,700. Well, that's happened before. We've got silver, about $15.22 an ounce. We've got some people go for this nonsense called Bitcoin. Let me give you a hint, people. Bitcoin is nothing more than the roulette wheel. You can invest in it today, and you may make some money at it. In fact, you can make a lot of money at it, or you might lose everything. Well, that's what a roulette wheel is, isn't it? It's not real money. It's not real currency. Bitcoin has two facets to it. Number one is the Bitcoin itself. It's a mathematical program. And there's a limitation on the number of solution sets you can find to it. And each one they call a Bitcoin. And they do something called data mining, or really computational mining. And they find a solution to a problem, to the problem. And there's a limited number of solutions. I don't remember, 20 million or something like that. I don't remember what it is for Bitcoin. So right now, Bitcoin's selling for $6,810 of this Federal Reserve notes, because it's denoted in the U.S. dollar. Remember, there is no such thing as a U.S. dollar. It is corporate script created by the Federal Reserve, which is a private banking cartel of international communists. That's how one of the ways they've gotten control of this country was through the financial system. So if you're going to invest in Bitcoin, remember, you're not investing, you're gambling. If you want to invest in something, if you want to safeguard value, you buy physical gold and physical silver, because when it's in your hand, no matter what happens, it's an ounce of physical gold and physical silver that's in your hand. Now, you may not be able to trade it at a particular moment in time if there are scarcity issues, but that's not the fault of the gold and the silver. That's because there's scarcity issues, and people are not willing to part with what you want in exchange for that gold or silver, but that won't always be the case. Because at some point, there will be bartering going on, and at some point, people want something that is a recognizable form of money to them that has real value. And that's always going to be gold and silver. Going on, here's a couple of interesting things. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, another complete fraud, but it's supposed to represent how great the country's doing. It's at 23,766, down almost 500 points. We've got the U.S. dollar. Remember, it's not the U.S. dollar. There is no U.S. dollar. And it's the U.S. dollar index that's at 99.94. Remember, it's really a percentage. It's 100% based on relevant value to a basket of other currencies. So if all the currencies drop in value by half, well, the U.S. dollar will still show 100% or 100. It doesn't mean it's worth anything. It could be worth down next to nothing, like when hyperinflation occurs. It can still have a value of 100% because they're all equally worthless. So that's really what it's conveying when you look at the U.S. dollar index and you see 99.94. That means it's maintained 100% of its parity value to the other currencies, but that doesn't mean it has real purchasing power left. Going on, now here's the real anomaly. Crude oil. Never in any one of our lives have we seen crude oil at 26 cents a barrel. Not a gallon. It's at 26 cents a barrel right now. Now, the last time I saw numbers that low was going back into the 1860s when oil was discovered, and then there was so many prospectors pumping oil out of the ground that the barrels they were putting the oil in, because remember, there was no pipelines at this point, so they were using almost anything they could get their hands on, fish barrel, pickle barrels, anything, and that's where the barrel standardization actually started to come in. Actually, it did occur before that, but the standard barrel of oil actually did become adopted at that time. A barrel that the oil was put in was worth far more than the oil that was in it. A barrel of water was far more valuable than a barrel of oil at one point. So we're back down to almost 1860 levels, because I do remember reading that at one point a barrel of oil was selling for as little as 10 cents a barrel. Well, we're at 26 cents right now. Now, we're going to beat that. And here's the really interesting one. One of the U.S. benchmarks is what's called WTI, or West Texas Intermediate. It is considered a benchmark of oil, and not only did it hit zero, it had actually gone to negative $34.87 per barrel. What? Yes, it went to negative, not only did it went down to zero, And then it kept going into negative territory, $34, minus $34.87 per barrel. As far as I know, no energy source in human history has ever sold for a negative fee, meaning you would have to pay to get rid of it. Now, I'm not even sure what the hell that means, minus $34.87 per barrel, but I can take a guess, because like silver and gold, there's two markets. There's the physical market, that is the actual item, the actual silver and gold, or in this case, the actual oil. And then there's the paper market, where the prices are determined and traded and manipulated and everything else. So what I think happened here is that once oil goes below a certain level, it triggers a wave of automated selling. A lot of these computer programs have a trip point, that when the price reaches down to a certain point, rather than take any more losses, they're designed to sell automatically with no human interference, which causes the prices to decrease even more. It actually makes the problem worse. This goes for a lot of institutional traders, especially large institutions that have stock portfolios. They are mandated that when stocks reach a certain price depression, they must sell it. So this may be what we saw. We might have saw options contracts being traded and sold out immediately. Default swaps and so forth. So all of this may trigger in, because I don't know how the West Texas Intermediate price is actually determined, but I do recognize the consequence of what a negative number means. That's clearly a wave of selling, but negative $34.87 per barrel. As far as I know, this is never, ever happened anywhere in human history for any energy source. Forget whether we're talking about a modern energy source like oil, which didn't really come onto the world stage until the 1860s. I mean, before that, coal has been around for 400 or 500 years. And before that, what was your major sources of energy? Well, that was simply wood. And believe it or not, peat. Peat was a big one, especially over there in certain parts of Western Europe, like in Ireland and Scotland and stuff, where they have very damp weather. Peat is actually one of their major energy sources. So anyway, I did want to cover that real quick. And the last item, I did listen to Jim Willey again, because he has a lot of insight into what's called the repo market, the repurchase agreement market, the overnight market, where government contracts are traded back and forth as banks have to meet their reserve requirement. And the repo market had reached a point where these banks were borrowing $1 trillion a night. This has never happened in all of human history. It's never happened in any other country before, especially to hit this point, $1 trillion a night. This shows you how desperate the system is to just keep itself from literally imploding. But we're there, people. I think what happened also is the system really wasn't imploding fast enough for them, because to institute full-blown communism, you have to have a phenomenal economic depression. You have to have desperation. You have to have people out of work. You have to have people hungry. You have to have people being kicked out of their homes. That is how you really can institute communism with very little resistance. So it wasn't happening fast enough. So I think that's part of the reason behind this whole national lockdown, this coup, because it is a coup, people. Don't fool yourself. It has nothing to do with a fucking virus. It is a coup. And every one of these governors should be under arrest for open treason and sedition. That's it for me, Henry. Back to you.
Well, I can't argue with that one little bit, John, but guess how much gas is still here where I live?
Oh, I'm going to say it's over $2 or something for you.
$2.29 a gallon still.
And wow.
I had read that it went down to below $14. I didn't know it had gone that goddamn low. But you got to know that the refineries and the retailers are, I mean, they're gouging. They are fucking flat-ass gouging. Because they're not, I mean, they're not paying shit for the oil and all, you know, the refining, all you're paying for is the refinery and bringing it to the tanks to be pumped into your rig. $2.29 a fucking gallon. Were there, and some, in
well,
some
Henry,
places
I'm
in this
looking
country,
at the market indicators coming off the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, I know you're,
and you're at 26 cents a barrel. That's half a penny a gallon.
Yeah, exactly correct. What I have here is gas selling for under $1 per gallon in 13 states as national price plummet during coronavirus quarantines. And so, but they're still charging, $3.29 a gallon. I mean, that should be considered gouging. I can't think of the word I'm trying to get here. When an unjust profit, what they call that.
That's called price gouging.
It's price gouging, no doubt about it. But I want to fly through this thing here because I want to get to the titled Operation Gridlock. The day's largest demonstration took place in Denver, where hundreds of protesters ignored social distancing guidelines to huddle together on the lawn of the state capitol, waving flags emblazoned with slogans such as "Your health does not supersede my right," "Freedom over fear," and "I would rather risk coronavirus than socialism." Mobilized by a number of groups on social media, the protesters called Governor Polis a tyrant and insisted that ongoing economic costs of the shutdown was no longer worth the few lives it would save. But the protesters' efforts weren't met without resistance. A group of healthcare workers stood in the street, clad in their scrubs and face masks, and everybody else didn't have shit on, to counter-protest the calls for reopening silently, obstructing cars as they drove down towards the Capitol. Photographs captured the nurses standing in front of a number of vehicles, staring back at the drivers with their arms crossed, refusing to move under the it means, goddamn, the mass distraction of the noise. It's cacophony. I mean, I don't know why the hell they'd use a word like that, of horns and heckles. Incensed protester stepped out from his SUV to confront a male healthcare worker. The driver was seen angrily approaching the nurse, ordering him to move out of the way, but the healthcare worker remained unmoved, opting simply to look the other direction. Well, I'd have knocked that son of a bitch out. No, all heroes wear caps, on Twitter, user wrote in support of the healthcare workers. Another wrote, Colorado healthcare workers who have been putting their lives on the line for this phony fucking virus. You ain't no goddamn hero. You're a fucking part of a goddamn communist coup attempt that is not going to work. Their lives on the line to save others stand in the street in counter-protest. The selfishness and ignorance of today's protest is peak privilege. This is America. You goddamn right it's America. And the people are coming out in fucking numbers that you cannot fucking match, that your goddamn police state cannot fucking match. And it goes on, a video captured a woman hurling racist remarks at the same nurse as she leaned out the window of her car holding a Land of the Free sign. See, I'm telling you, this ain't Trump. This ain't, they wanted to make it political, but it's not. It is political because it's a coup, but it's being shoved right back down their fucking year old communist goddamn throats, ain't it? "This is a free country, land of the free," she yelled at him, pulling out a homemade poster displaying those very words. "Go to China if you want communism. Go to China." It ain't just about the goddamn economy. People are understanding. They're reading that fucking Bill of Rights. And they're going on the computer and they're investigating. They're finding out what's been done to them. On Monday morning,
I wonder if one day by accident someone's going to be holding up one of these signs. "We're not the Chinese," and it's a Chinese person holding it.
Well, there are Americans of Chinese descent. I mean, NC's wife is of Chinese descent, and she's an American national. I'm here to tell you.
Well, a lot of them are. Same thing happened with the Japanese, you know, during the World War II internment.
Yep.
Most of them were American-born.
And that's really what we're looking at here, is the same situation. Those people were locked up in goddamn internment camps without due process of the law.
The internment camp just happens to go from coast to coast now.
There you go. But back then, it should have been defied. The people of America should not have allowed it. What in the hell were you fighting for? Freedom and liberty for the Bill of Rights, the due process of the law for everyone except those people over there with Japanese blood in them.
That's the reason they invented the census, was to root out the Japanese during internment.
Damn right. Check this out. By morning, go to China was trending on Twitter. In the U.S., as users expressed disgust over the woman's remarks and said they illustrate a growing rift between healthcare workers and protesters who want to reopen the country immediately. People are saying, nah, we're not staying in our houses no fucking longer. For those who made it through the blockade, the vast majority of those outside the Capitol were not wearing masks or gloves, stood in large groups just inches apart, and some even brought their children along for the occasion. Many protesters wore hats and T-shirts supporting Trump. Yeah, they had, you know, see, they got to throw that shit in there. And just like with the Occupy, they had to try to make it so it had to be at one political side or the other. We're not going to fucking divide. The people are uniting actually right now. And that's what's scaring the hell out of them. Because they're not uniting as they obey unlawful orders. They are defying the unlawful orders. They are not cooperating. They're saying they're not going to be ruled like Chinese. Pot shops are open, abortion clinics are open, and my church is closed, protester Mary Colony told the Denver Post. Death is a part of life, and it's time to start living again. Another protester, Jim Fenimore, told the outlet he decided to attend because he believes the drastic national response to the coronavirus has all been a political ruse to make the economy crash and cause Trump to lose the support ahead of the impending election. Horseshit. Trump is a part of the collapse. He's an international communist, and you're a goddamn fool, Mr. Fenimore. Every day that goes by is hurting the state, he said. I don't want anyone to see anyone die, but there are far more deaths for other reasons. As of Sunday evening, Colorado had 433 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 411 recorded deaths. The pandemic, these are just natural deaths, people. They're getting paid $300,000 to call them coronavirus deaths, even though they never even tested for it. The pandemic, the fake, phony farce of a pandemic, and stay-at-home orders have wreaked havoc on the state's economy, with more than 232,000 people filing for unemployment in the last few weeks. Governor Polis acknowledged last week that current levels of social distancing and other restrictions is not sustainable for the long term. Oh, you're not going to get to keep it because that was, see, they're trying to train us like fucking dogs. Those lines on the floor.
Like cattle.
And shit.
Remember what I called it? The cattle gates, you know, at Walmart and Costco's and everything else. They're just trying to train us to be cattle. Just like you saw them do in World War II when they started mass exterminations. They herded the people like cattle.
You goddamn right they did. And when you go into Walmart, those lines on the floor, if you've never been to jail, if you've ever been to jail, you know that's what jails look like. They have the lines on the floor. You can go here, you can go there, you move here, you move there. And they're in complete control of your fucking every fucking movement. And that's what they're shooting for. They're trying to see if they can get, you know, how long they can hold this shit together. And if people will actually keep standing 6 foot apart. Well, if you're a young man and you want a young woman, you're going to have to get closer than 6 feet. And that's really what's, I mean, when the weather heats up and people start going out, they're not going to fucking put up with this shit. How stupid were you, these old communists, they really thought they could pull this off, John. They thought this
this isn't social distancing, Henry. This is communist indoctrination.
You goddamn right it is. And it's not working. It's pissing people. Well, the people are rising up. I mean, half the goddamn population's out there right now saying, fuck you. And they're not social distancing. And about 12 to 18% are wearing masks. Just like we've told you all along, but said any reopening would need to happen gradually. If the people decide to come out and reopen, you can't fucking stop them. The only reason they're being the businesses are closed down right now is because the banks hold the fucking paper on them. They're running on a goddamn line of credit, and they're threatening to take their line of credit if they open up. Otherwise, they would be out there. This is why you should have never settled for the socialism. I mean, somebody in this article talked about, we're not going to be socialism. Well, this has been socialism since the day. It's been fucking communism since the day you were born. John explained it quite clearly, I mean, over a series with Major Jordan's fucking diaries, how you were born into communism. This is going to be the end of this shit. Because like I said, once people start looking at this, and then now they're going to see all the other little things that they hadn't recognized because they were running their asses off trying to make a living and keep a roof over their head and keep from going hungry. But they're going to see all of it now. Every fucking thing that's a violation of their fucking liberty is going to be noticed, and they're not going to fucking stand for it. And you do not have the fucking force to fucking do anything but run. You better get in them goddamn helicopters, get the fuck out of here. And it ain't going to matter because we're going to fucking bring you back. You're coming back, the wealth's coming back, and you're going to fucking hang for fucking treason and sedition, and we're going to take our money back. Not money, our wealth. With some precautions in place for several months. A spokesperson for Polis office said the governor respects citizens' right to protest. We're not citizens. We're nationals. We're your fucking boss. We're the goddamn, man, what's the word I'm looking for? We're the sovereigns of this fucking nation. You are just pissant peons that are to do what we tell you. And you've made the fucking mistake of trying to fucking pull off Marxism and a communist revolution in this country and a communist coup. And it's going to fucking, you're going to be buried in it, you sons of bitches. Right to protest, but those participating are only endangering themselves. Well, it looks like they fucking have put their fucking liberty above their fear of death, doesn't it? That's what makes us Americans, you son of a bitch. When you take us over to a foreign country to steal the oil from a people we don't even know to give to your fucking Jewish masters. Oh, it's for liberty. And liberty's worth more than your life. If 200,000 of you die in Europe for the fucking Second World War, that was because liberty is more important than life. Well, that fucking lesson has stuck. You people, you went over the goddamn line. You fucked up. You fucked up bad. Because the people understand that a governor, they even under your fucking 14th Amendment fucking process of fucking legislation, you didn't even do that. And now they're seeing that the goddamn, you can't tell them to do nothing actually. Actually, they tell you what to do. And you're fucking with their lives and you're pissing them off and they're coming out of their houses and they are disobeying you. And I fucking love it. Other similar demonstrations were held in Tennessee, Oregon, Illinois, California, Montana, and Washington State earlier today. Oh, man. And I'm going to hit, it's after the hour, but we're going to do it anyway. Comrade, I mean, I love the way this is coming out. Comrade Bill de Blasio announced a snitch line for New York to tell on social distancing rule breakers. And this is how this is, I mean, we talked about this last week, and this is how it's being received. New York City now has its own snitch line. Earlier this week, socialist New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told reporters New York City will not reopen until July or August at the earliest. Now the good mayor de Blasio is encouraging his serfdom to snitch on their neighbors for breaking the social distancing rules. This is straight out of the Marxist handbook. And this is the article you're getting. Like I said, we have the momentum. It has turned. The worm has turned. And it's time to fucking push it. Push it harder and push it. And come on, tyrant. Squeeze. They're getting away from you. You better squeeze. Squeeze harder. Up the ante. Do it. Because we want this over with, don't we, John?
Yeah, I'd like to get to the fight like, oh, I don't know, 5 years ago.
You goddamn right. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow with more of this most awesome fucking turn of events on From the Trenches. WorldReport.com at 12 o'clock Pacific and 3 o'clock Eastern. And until then, man, keep pouring it on. Stay on the internet. Keep repeating this for what it is. A Marxist goddamn attempted coup against the people, the free individual sovereigns of the United States of these Americas. And that is the word from the trenches.
Take care, everyone.
Have a good evening.